is Kenny Pittman.
我名叫 Kenny Pittman.
And I'm from Richmond, Virginia.
我从弗吉尼亚的 Richmond 来。
That's the South. That is from the South.
啊，我是从南部过来。
The reason I say that is in the South we speak slowly.
我这样说是因为我们南方人讲话比较慢。
I told my brother Tom we speak slowly from the South.
我跟周刚弟兄说我们南部人讲话比较慢。
He said that's good because I translate slowly.
他说那很好，这样我可以慢慢翻译。
So maybe together we'll make a team tonight.
也许这样的话我们就是可以合作得很好。
But above everything else,we want the Lord to be glorified.
但是我们最想要的是主自己得着荣耀。
That's the reason we're gathered.
这是我们聚集的原因。
If he doesn't speak, then there's no need in us speaking.
如果主自己不说话的话，我们也没有必要讲话。
That is the reason we have gathered this weekend.
这就是我们这个周末在一起聚集的原因。
If you will turn with me to the book of Revelation,
我们一起打开启示录。
We'll just read a few verses tonight.
今天晚上我们读几处圣经。
Chapter 1,
第一章。
Verse 1, verse 2, and then verse 9.
第一节、第二节和第九节。
Revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to him to show to his bondmen what must shortly take place.And he signified it, sending by his angel to his bondman John, who testified the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. And then in verse 9, I, John, your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and patience in Jesus, was in the island called Patmos,For the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus.
耶稣基督的启示就是神赐给他，叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人，他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰，约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证，凡自己所看见的都证明出来。我约翰就是你们的弟兄和你们在耶稣的患难、国度、忍耐里一同有份，为神的道并为给耶稣做的见证，曾在那名叫拔摩的海岛上。
And now in Revelation chapter 12,
启示录第十二章
verse 17,
第十七节。
And the dragon was angry with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus.
龙向妇人发怒，去与他其余的儿女征战，这儿女就是那守神诫命为耶稣做见证的。
And then finally, from Revelation chapter 19,
最后我们看第十九章。
We'll look at verse 10,
第十节。
And I fell before his feet to do him homage, this is speaking of John, and he says to me,See thou do it not. I am thy fellow bondman and the fellow bondman of thy brethren who have the testimony of Jesus. Do homage to God, for the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus.
我，这是约翰，我就匍匐在他的脚前，要拜他。他说，千万不可，我和你并你那些为耶稣做见证的弟兄同是做仆人的，你要敬拜神，因为预言中的灵意乃是为耶稣做见证。
And then if you'll turn with me in the Old Testament to the book of Exodus,
我们一起来看旧约出埃及记
Chapter 16,
第十六章。
We'll read a few verses.
我们读几处经文。
Verse 32,
第三十二节。
And Moses said, This is the thing which Jehovah has commanded. Fill an omer of it to be kept for your generations, that they may see the bread that I gave you to eat in the wilderness, when I brought you out of the land of Egypt. And Moses said to Aaron, Take a pot, and put in it an omer full of manna, and deposit it before Jehovah. to be kept for your generations. As Jehovah has commanded Moses, so Aaron deposited it before the testimony to be kept.
摩西说, 耶和华所吩咐的是这样, 要将一满俄美尔玛拿, 留到世世代代, 是后人可以看见我当日将你们领出埃及地, 在旷野所给你们吃的食物。 摩西对亚伦说, 你拿一个罐子, 盛一满, 俄美尔玛拿, 存在耶和华面前, 要留到世世代代, 耶和华怎样吩咐摩西, 亚伦就怎样行, 把玛拿放在法柜前存留。
And turn to Exodus chapter 25.
出埃及记第25章。
A few more verses. Beginning in verse 14 to 16. And put the staves into the rings upon the sides of the ark, that the ark may be borne with them. The staves shall be in the rings of the ark. They shall not come out from it. And thou shalt put into the ark of the testimony that I shall give thee.
要把杠穿在柜旁的环内，以便抬柜。 这杠要藏在柜的环内，不可抽出来。 必将我所要赐给你的法板放在柜里。
And then finally, in Exodus 38,
出埃及记第38章,
we'll look at part of verse 21.
21节的一部分。
These are the things numbered of the tabernacle of testimony.
这是法柜的帐幕中利未人所用物件的总数。 是照摩西的吩咐，经祭司亚伦的儿子以他玛的手数点的。
Let's have another word of prayer.
我们再有一些祷告。
Dear Lord, we're gathered together in your precious name.
亲爱的主，我们奉你的名在这里聚集。
And we want nothing else but to hear the Lord Jesus speaking.
我们单单的要听主对我们说话。
We're not interested in man's words.
我们不在意人的话,
nor do we think there's any benefit from man's words.
因为从人的话给我们没有任何的益处,
but that which comes from the throne of God has great value.
但是从神宝座来的却有极大的价值。
We humble ourselves and say to you what Peter said.
我们在你面前谦卑像彼得所说的那样,
Lord, thou alone hast the words of eternal life.
主啊, 只有你有永生之道。
So we're asking you tonight to speak to us in a very clear way.
So, 主啊, 今天我们请你向我们清清楚楚地说话。
And give us to know what the Spirit says to the churches.
让我们知道圣灵对教会所说的话。
For we ask it in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus.
奉我们主耶稣大能的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Well, brothers and sisters, we're grateful to be here with you this weekend.
弟兄姐妹,我们这个周末跟大家在一起,心里面非常的感恩。
A burden that the Lord has laid upon my heart has to do with this single word, testimony.
神给我心里的负担就是这一句,就是见证。
I don't know what you think of when you hear that word testimony.
我不知道你听到见证这个词的时候,心里面想到什么。
Very often we think of personal testimony.
常常我们想到是个人的见证。Very
often we think of my testimony.
常常我们想到是我的见证。Sometimes
we think of our testimony.
有的时候我们想的是我们的见证。But
in the Word of God, this word has a very great and deep meaning.
但是在神的话里,这个词有更深更重要的意义。If
you look at it carefully,
如果你仔细看,
it means there is God's testimony.
那就是说是神的见证。Now
that's far different than our testimony.
这个见证跟我们的见证是完全不同的。We
should have a testimony.
我们应该有自己的见证。Every
believer should have a personal living witness of Christ.
每一个信徒都应当有活的主耶稣基督的见证。Everyone
should know who he is.
每个人都应该知道他是谁。Everyone
should be able to give an account of who he is.
每个人都应该能够说出来他是谁。Just
as the Apostle Peter said, be ready to give an account for whoever asks you of the hope that is in you.
应当像彼得所说的, 若有人问起我们盼望的缘由，我们都知道如何向他做见证。
Personal testimony is very important.
个人的见证是非常重要的。
Without it, you have no life with the Lord Jesus.
如果没有这样的见证，在你的里面没有基督的生命。
But there's a greater testimony.
但是有一个更大的见证。
That testimony is God's testimony.
这个见证是神的见证。
And I would just want to share this one burden with you tonight.
今天晚上我要跟大家分享这一个负担。
That unless we have God's testimony, we are not living in the purpose of God.
除非如果我们没有神的见证，我们就没有按照神的目的去活。
Now that may sound very abstract to you at first.
一开始也许你觉得这很抽象。
But I hope as we consider this weekend,
但是我希望这个周末当我们思想这个见证的时候
This will become more real to you,
对你就变得更加的真实
more living to you.
在里面更活过来
You will understand what God is after in his people.
你就知道神在他子民身上要得着什么
Why he has saved the people.
他为什么要救我们
Why he has called the people unto himself.
为什么他呼召子民到他这里来
And what he has in mind for that people.
他心里面要这些人做什么
This is what God's testimony is about.
这就是神的见证。
It's very important we have a testimony.
我们的见证很重要。
But it's vital that God has a testimony.
但是神的见证更重要。
I believe when you look at the Old Testament, this is the one thing you need to understand.
我相信呢，当我们看旧约的时候，我们需要明白这一件事。
It's the overall explanation of the whole Old Testament.
这个在整个旧约里面都是在解释这一件事。
Too often we don't have a real grasp of what the overall theme is when we look at the Bible.
通常呢，当我们看圣经的时候，我们常常缺乏这个总体的观念。
We see the things God does.
我们看见神做的事。
We hear His words.
我们听到他的话。
But what we need to do is see the overall thing that God is after.
但是呢，我们所要看到的是神做这些事他总体的一个心思。
That is what God's testimony means.
这就是神见证的意义。
It begins in the Old Testament.
是从旧约开始。
He saved this people out of the bondage of Egypt.
他将他的子民从埃及的捆绑中拯救出来。
He delivered this people from the house of bondage.
他把他的子民从捆绑的手中解脱出来。
And he brought this people out into the wilderness.
他把他的子民带到旷野之中。
And there he had a plan for his people.
他对他的子民有一个计划。
That in this people alone, out of all the people on the earth,He would manifest his testimony.
在全地的人当中，他要借着叫他所节选的特殊的子民来彰显他自己的见证。
What does that mean?
是什么意思？
It simply means God would make known who he was to the whole world through this one people.
他要借着他所节选的这一个民族向全世界的人彰显他自己。
This is the Old Testament.
这是旧约。
This is the purpose of the Old Testament.
这是旧约的目的。
This is the reason God redeems a people.
这是神救人的目的。
He doesn't redeem a people just to save us from our nightmare of bondage.
神救我们不是单单的要把我们从捆绑的噩梦中拯救出来。
He doesn't just redeem a people so that ultimately they may live in heaven with him.
也不单单是把他们拯救出来将来可以与他一同在天上。
He has a plan, and he has a purpose in redeeming a people.
他拯救人有计划有目的。
He wants to take that people that were formerly in bondage.
他要拯救这些过去在捆绑中的人。
Formerly under the dominion of Satan.
过去在撒旦的权势下的人。
And then in that people manifest himself in a peculiar way.
然后呢，让这些人可以把他自己彰显出来。
That they would be a peculiar possession unto him.
所以他们可以成为他的产业。
That is the Old Testament.
这是旧约。
If you miss that, you miss everything.
如果你没有看到这一点，你就没有看到任何事。
God in His great mercy redeems a people for Himself.
因着神极大的怜悯他为着他、因着他极大怜悯他拯救他的子民
And in that people,
在他的子民当中
he is after a testimony.
他要见证
This is how big that word is. It's enormous.
这是非常重要的。
It's huge.
非常大。
This is God's purpose.
这是神的目的。
Now, do you see the parallel to the New Testament?
有没有看到新约里也是同样的？
He saved us from bondage.
他把我们从捆绑中拯救出来。
He saved us from our sins.
把我们从罪恶中拯救出来。
We were dead in our trespasses and sins.
我们在过犯和罪恶中死都是死的。
Ephesians says we were without hope in the world.
以弗所书说我们没有盼望。
And yet in his mercy he appeared to us.
但是因着他的怜悯向我们显现。
But it wasn't just that we would be blessed and delivered from our bondage.
但是呢我们把我们从捆绑中拯救出来不单单神是要祝福我们。
It was that in this New Testament people, he would have a possession.
而是在新约里面他的子民当中他可以成为他们他们可以成为他的产业。
And in that people, he would have a testimony.
在他的子民中他可以得到他的见证。
That is the New Testament.
这是新约。
And that is the Old Testament.
这也是旧约。
We're going to look tonight at God's first corporate move in the Old Testament.
我们今天看到的是在旧约中神第一次这样团体在他子民当中他的工作。
Tomorrow morning, if you invite me back,
如果明天你们继续请我回来的话，
we'll look at God's last move in the Old Testament.
我们要看神在旧约中在他子民中做的最后的一次。
We'll see how both of these moves have to do with him obtaining a testimony in his people.
我们看到这两次的牵动都跟他的子民中得到他的见证有关。
In Saturday night, we will look at the whole scope of the New Testament.
星期六晚上当我们看整卷新约的时候。
In Sunday morning, we'll look at the practical expression of that testimony in a people.
星期天早上呢，我们就是在要看他在神的子民当中这些见证实际的彰显。
Well, I hope you understand the magnitude of this word.
我希望大家知道这个词“见证”这个词有多么的大。
In this single word, testimony is wrapped up the whole purpose of God.
单单“见证”这一个词就这样就说出了神整个的目标。
It was true in the Old Testament.
在旧约中是这样。
And it's true in the New Testament.
在新约中也是这样。
And God never changes his purpose.
神从来不改变他的目标。
So that's what we'll look at.
这是我们要看。
Now when you come to the New Testament, let me just say a few things before we go back to the Old Testament.
我先说几句关于新约的事，然后呢，我们再来看旧约。
The whole Bible ends with this spectacular phrase.
整个圣经是由这样一句话结束的。
The testimony of Jesus.
耶稣的见证。
Now, I don't know if you thought much about that phrase, the testimony of Jesus.
我不知道你有没有思想过耶稣的见证这句话。
But if you can't understand that phrase, you can't understand the New Testament.
如果你不明白这句话，你就不明白圣经。
Because it's God's concluding thought.
因为这是神最后的思想。
Now let me try to explain it this way.
让我这样来解释。
Some of you may be lawyers, I don't know.
也许你们当中有律师。
I'm not a lawyer.
我不是律师。
I wouldn't even make a good imitation of a lawyer.
我可以。
I see he can't translate that. I'm an engineer, we'll leave it at that.
我是一个工程师。
But lawyers, in a case of law, have what they call closing arguments.
但是律师在打官司的时候有啊，他最后结束的时候呢，他要做一个总结性的啊。
That was difficult, huh?
就是最后结束的时候，他要讲一段话。
It's when they make their final argument in a case.
就是在一个案件中他要说的最后的几句话。
It's when they make their final statement.
就是最后那几句。
It's when they sum up everything that's in their heart.
他就把他们心中所有的，他就是把他心里面所想的完全的总结出来。
And it's at that point they can win or lose the case.
他是打赢还是打输官司全在这几句话。
Revelation is God's final arguments.
启示录就是神最后的话。
And in his final arguments, he has but one concluding phrase.
在他的最后话里面呢，他用一个词来结束。
And that concluding phrase is the testimony of Jesus.
这个用来结束的这个词就是耶稣的见证。
Brother Sparks is one of my favorite authors.
斯巴克弟兄是我所喜爱的一个作家。
And he said so much is wrapped up in that phrase.
他说在这句话里面所包含所概括的是那样的多。
As a matter of fact, when you come to the very last statement of that phrase,
如果呢你来到这个最后的概括起来这句话里面的时候，
it says the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus.
那里说圣灵的预言的灵意就是耶稣的见证。
I was going to help you with that, but he stepped in ahead of me. The spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus.
预言的灵意就是耶稣的见证。
Now, have you ever thought about that verse?
你有没有想过这句话？
It means simply this.
就是这样简单的说。
Everything that was uttered previously is about the Lord Jesus.
所有以前面所说的那些话都是关于耶稣基督。
Every prophecy,
所有的预言。
Every utterance,
每一个预言。
Every word of God spoken,
神所说的每一句话。
The spirit of prophecy is the testimony of God.
预言的灵意就是耶稣的见证。
Sometimes I like to read the amplified version.
有的时候我读另外一个版本的圣经。
I don't know if you know what that means.
Amplified version.
But the amplified version simply says this is what this verse means.
在那个翻译里面呢，这句话是这样翻译的。
It means the vital breath.
那最重要的气。
It means the inspiration of all preaching.
就是讲到神所说的话的最重要的灵感。
And it means the interpretation of the divine will and purpose.
就是神圣的目的的最后的总结。
That's what's wrapped up in this single phrase.
就包括在都最后归结在这一个短句里。
It's the essence.
就是它的意义的所在。
Yeah, I like that word essence.
我喜欢 essence 这个词。
It means everything, the essence.
就是所有的一切。
A sister was telling me she was in marketing, or started in marketing.
我姐妹跟我讲，她过去呢是做推销的。
Some very brilliant people in marketing.
都是非常聪明的人。
The other day I heard a commercial.
我听过一个广告。
And they had this perfume,
那个香水的广告。
And they called it essence.
这个香水就叫做 essence.
Isn't that beautiful?
是不是非常好？
How brilliant is that?
太聪明了。
Essence.
Essence.
You might as well take all other perfumes off the shelf.
你可以把其他所有的香水都从你的架子上拿掉。
It is the essence.
只有那个才是Essence.
The spirit of prophecy
预言的灵意
is the testimony of Jesus.
是耶稣的见证。
This is the essence,
这个就是 essence
of God.
就是神的 essence.
Well, I hope you get used to long introductions.
我想我的简介比较长。
Well, now let's turn back to the Old Testament.
我们现在回到旧约。
The first thing we'll look at is the testimony of God in Israel.
我们首先要看呢神在以色列人当中的见证。
Turn with me to Psalm 78 and we'll just look at verse 5.
我们来看诗篇第78篇第五节。
Psalm 78 is one of these extraordinary psalms.
诗篇第78篇是非常不同凡响的一篇。
It's one of these historical psalms where it takes a broad look at the history of God's people.
这里面呢讲到神子民的历史，让我们可以纵观这一段历史。
And it recounts the days of their wandering in the wilderness up until David.
讲到呢从他们在旷野里面流荡的历史一直到大卫。
It's an extraordinary psalm.
是非常不同寻常的一段诗篇。
And a long psalm.
也是很长的。
But look at this first part of verse 5.
我们看第五节前面的一部分。
For he established a testimony in Jacob.
因为他在雅各中立法度，法度就是见证。
Now I hope you get the essence of that word.
希望你得到这个词里面的精义。
People were looking behind me, I didn't know what they were looking at.
作弊。
He established a testimony in Jacob.
他在雅各中。
It's more than the law.
他在雅各中建立他的见证，不单单是律法。
It's more than just the statutes.
不单单是律例。
It describes the whole purpose of the nation.
而是呢，他建立起这个国度的全部的目的。
They were to be a peculiar people and a peculiar testimony unto God.
他们要成为他的子民，成为神的见证。
Now what does that mean?
什么意思呢？
I'll put it this way.
让我这样来说。
God's testimony is the revelation of himself.
神的见证就是他自己的启示。
Very simple.
非常的简单。
God's testimony always deals with the revelation of himself.
神的见证永远是与他自己的启示有关。
But it goes beyond that.
但是呢还不止止这些。
Because it also is the expression of that revelation in a people.
而且呢也是在他的子民中的启示显现。
This is what God's testimony means.
这就是神见证的意思。
There's no greater purpose.
没有比这更大的目的了。
There's no higher calling.
没有比这更高的呼召。
That can compare with this.
可以和这个相比。
God has selected us, his people.
神选了我们这些人成为他的子民。
Out of all the people on the face of the earth.
所有在地上的。
And there he will display what he's like.
可以呢，在全地彰显他的形象。
And there we will express who he is.
我们可以将他是谁表明出来。
And forever we will live in that union.
我们与神永远活在那个合一之中。
This is the essence.
这个就是那个精义。
Everything begins with the revelation of who he is.
万事的起源都在于呢他的所示。
You remember the story of Moses.
你还记得摩西的故事。
How he thought, how he knew he was to be the deliverer of Israel.
他以为呢，他是以色列的拯救者。
And how he tried in his own strength.
他靠自己的力量。
You remember how he killed the Egyptian and buried him in the sand.
你也记得他怎样杀了那个埃及人，然后把他埋掉。
This was not God's testimony.
这不是神的见证。
And he fled into the wilderness.
他逃到旷野之中。
And that's when everything began.
一切都是从那儿开始。
Because you remember when he was in the wilderness and God appeared to him in that burning bush.
在旷野的时候，神在燃烧的荆棘中向他显现。
You remember what God said to him?
你记得神对他说。
He said this.
他说。
I am that I am.
我是自有拥有的。
That is God's testimony.
这是神的见证。
I am that I am.
我是自有拥有的。
Everything begins with the revelation of who he is.
万有的起源都在于他的所示的启示。
Sometimes all we talk about is who we are.
常常我们说我们是谁。
But God's testimony always begins with the revelation of who he is.
但是呢，神的见证总是从他的所示这个启示开始的。
You see this throughout the Bible.
整个圣经中你都可以看到这一点。
We could talk about so many different incidences.
我们可以讲圣经中许多发生的事情。
Revelation changes things.
启示能够带来改变。
You think of Job.
想想约伯。
You remember all the agony that Job went through.
约伯所经历的那些痛苦。
And finally, at the end of the record, he said this.
在约伯记最后他说。
42 verse 5.42 verse 5. I had heard of thee by the hearing of the ear.
我曾风闻有你。
But now mine eye seeth thee.
但是现在我亲眼见你。
You see, everything begins with essential revelation of who he is.
一切呢都是从他是谁这个启示所开始。
One day God opened Job's eyes.
有一天神开了约伯的眼睛。
And then in that moment, he was changed and transformed.
在那一刻，他改变了。
Well, I think of Isaiah.
以赛亚。
The day that King Uzziah died. Uzziah. In Isaiah chapter 6.
以赛亚书第六章。
He said, "Mine eyes are ones who've seen the King."
在乌西亚王崩的那年，他说：“我看见王坐在高高的宝座上。”
I don't know if I'm really getting through on this.
我不知道我有没有时间。
But unless we have a living revelation of who God is,
除非我们对于神是谁有一个活的启示，
God will not have a testimony.
神就没有见证。
Everything began with that.
每一件事都从这里开始。
The deliverance from Egypt began with that.
从埃及被拯救是从这里开始。
Job's release began with that.
约伯得释放是从这里开始。
Isaiah's transforming ministry to the nation began with that.
以赛亚他改变整个以色列的服事的事工也是从这里开始。
Everything changed that day when the Lord said to Peter.
当主对彼得说话的时候，一切都改变了。
But who do you say that I am?
你说我是谁？
And he said, Thou art the Christ. The Son of the Living God.
他说你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
And you remember the Lord's response.
你记得神怎么回答。
Blessed art thou, Peter.
彼得你是有福。
For flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in the heavens.
因为这不是属肉体的告诉你，而是我的父向你所启示。
This is the beginning.
是从这里开始。
This is essentially what we need.
这是我们所最需要的。
If the testimony of God is going to be revealed,
如果神的启示能够彰显出来，
as it was intended to be revealed in Egypt,
就像在埃及的时候那样显现出来，
we the people of God must have a living revelation of who He is.
我们这些神的子民对于他的所事必须有一个活的启示。
Brothers and sisters, I can't say too much about this.
我无论如何说都不会过分。
But I think we ought to pray much.
我们需要更多的祷告。
Lord, open our eyes that we may see you as you are.
神啊，开我们的眼睛，让我们看见你的所事。
That'll make a difference.
这会不一样。
There will be living testimony.
这就是活的见证。
There will be a witness to the people and to the nations.
这就会成为对各国各民的见证。
Those whose eyes have seen the King.
以赛亚看见在王的宝座上。
Well, the second thing I'd like us to look at,
第二件事我要大家一起看的
are two essential vessels of the testimony in the Old Testament.
是旧约当中两个神所用的器皿。
I believe there are two things we need to see.
我们需要看见两件事。
First of all,the very first mention of the word testimony in the Old Testament.
在旧约中第一次提到见证这个词。
It occurs in Exodus chapter 16.
是在出埃及记第十六章。
We've already read it.
我们已经读过了。
32-34.
三十二节到三十四节。
And you notice what it says.
那里说。
It says the testimony.
这里说那个见证。
And in the English version, it is the only time the word is capitalized in the whole Bible.
在英文的版本中，只有这一个地方那个词是用大写。
I don't know how that's coming across in translation.
我不知道是怎么翻成这样。
But God is saying this is the testimony.
但是神那里说。这是那一个。
It has the same sense as essence.
这个意思就跟刚才讲的 essence 的近义是一样。
Now what does this mean?
什么意思呢？
You know, first of all, he brought the people to the mountain when he delivered them.
他把他们从埃及拯救出来的时候，是先带他们到了山下。
And he reveals what is in his heart.
然后呢，将他的心向他们打开。
And he says this extraordinary thing to them.
对他们说这样的话。
And they shall make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them.
他要成为我的殿，我可以住在他们当中。
This is God's heart.
这是神的心意。
This testimony had everything to do with the house of God.
这个见证就是完全是关于神的殿的见证。
So what we're going to look at tonight are two vessels.
今天我们看两个。
First, beginning with this one, the testimony.
首先我们要看到的是那一个这个见证。
And then we'll close with the last vessel.
然后我们看到最后的。
Now, the second mention of the word testimony begins to make clear what this is, the testimony.
第二次我们看到第二次提到见证的时候呢，就能够帮助我们更明白这个见证是什么意思。
Exodus 25,
出埃及记第二十五章
verse 16,
第十六节。
The stave shall be in the rings of the ark,And they shall not come out from it, and they shall put in the ark of the testimony that I shall give them.
要把杠穿在柜旁的环内，以便抬杠。这杠要藏在柜的环内，不可抽出来。必将我所要赐给你的见证放在柜内。
This is the second mention of testimony in the Old Testament.
这是在旧约中第二次提到见证。
So you begin to get an understanding of what the testimony is.
所以呢，我们开始明白那一个见证是什么意思。
What was God saying to Moses?
神对摩西说什么呢？
The testimony is the ark of the testimony.
见证乃是见证的约会。
You shall put them in the ark of the testimony, what I shall give you.
你要把它放在我所要给你的见证的约柜里。
As a matter of fact, when you look throughout the many mentions of testimony,
如果你看到所提到的见证的那许多地方，
you begin to understand this extraordinary phrase in English.
你会开始明白英语当中这个不同寻常的短句。
And it simply is this phrase.
就是这个短句
before the testimony
在见证前
you ought to look it up
你要看的话
you ought to see the occurrences of it
你要看到它在哪里出现
it speaks of God's heart
讲到神的心
everything is before the testimony
每一件事情都是在见证之前
and when you carefully read all those references
你读这些地方的时候
you begin to understand that this the testimony is none other than the ark of the testimony.
你就会明白所说的那一个见证其实就是约柜的见证。
This is the singular vessel of testimony mentioned at first.
这个呢就是唯一的啊提到的只有的只有这样一个见证的器皿。
Now,
没有别的。
You may be getting a little foggy at this point.
也许现在你还有点糊涂。
It's late in the evening.
现在已经很晚了。
You have this strange brother that came from the south that talks slow.
在你们面前是从南部来的一个很奇怪、讲话很缓慢的弟兄。
And you keep hearing this word testimony, testimony, testimony over and over.
你一直听到见证、见证、见证。
But just stick with me.
但是你好好听。
If you haven't all left by Sunday, then you may understand.I know he's having trouble now. Well, I think most of the English understanding people got it.
Okay.
So we'll leave it at that. But this vessel of testimony is the ark of the testimony.
这个见证的器皿乃是要见证这个见证的约柜。乃要彰显见证的约柜。
In chapter 25, verse 22, it says this.
二十五章二十二节说
And there will I meet with thee, and I will speak with thee from above the mercy seat, and from between the two cherubim, which are upon the ark of the testimony.
我要在那里与你相会，又要从法柜，就是见证，施恩座上二基路伯中间和你说我所要吩咐你传给以色列人的一切事。
God meets us there.
神在那里与我们相会。
God speaks to us there.
神在那里对我们说话。
This vessel must have some very great meaning.
这个 器皿一定有非常重要的意义。
I don't know how many of you are familiar with Psalm 132.
我们不知道当中有多少人熟悉诗篇132篇。
But David expresses his agony over the lost ark of the testimony.
大卫在那里表述他失去了，因为他失去了见证约柜，心里面的痛苦。
I think you know it.
我想你们知道。
He says, I will not give sleep to my eyelids.I will not give slumber, I will not give rest until we find a place for the ark.
他说我不容我的眼睛睡觉，也不容我的眼目打盹，直等到我为耶和华寻得所在。
Now why is this so important?
为什么这么重要？
Because in the ark,
因为在法柜之中，
is the testimony of God.
是神的见证。
Now what does that mean?
是什么意思呢？
What does this vessel represent?
这个法柜所代表的是什么呢？
First of all, we should know what it's made of.
我们首先要知道它的材料。
Is it just a piece of furniture?
它不是仅仅是一个家具，一个物件。
Is it just the content for some modern movie, Raiders of the Lost Ark?
也不单单就是电影里面的一些道具。
What on earth is this Ark of the Testimony?
这个见证的约柜到底是做什么呢？
God was very specific about it.
神讲得非常清楚。
First of all, it was made of acacia wood.
首先呢是讲到是用皂荚木做。
Which is from the shittim tree.
是从香柏树。
This is an incorruptible wood.
这个木头是不会朽坏的。
Now if you look at wood in the Bible,
如果你看圣经里面讲到的木
头， it always speaks of human nature.
总是讲到人的性情，人的天然的人。
There's only been one with an incorruptible human nature.
在人的天然里面只有一样是不朽坏
的。And that is our precious Lord Jesus.
那就是我们宝贝的主。
He lived an incorruptible life.
他活的是不朽坏的生活。
A life without decay.
没有不会不朽坏。
Without sin.
没有罪。
This is our Lord Jesus.
这是我们的主。
So this ark of the testimony is none other than the Lord Jesus.
这个见证的约柜就是我们的主耶稣。
He is the vessel of God's testimony.
他是神见证的器皿。
What goes further?
我们再往前看。
It describes how the ark is further made.
它又当我们再看这个继续往前看，这个约柜是如何造成的。
It's covered inside and out with pure gold.
它的里里外外都包着纯金。
Now gold in the scripture always speaks of God's nature.
圣经里面讲到金子的时候，总是说到神的性情。
When we come to the New Testament,
当我们看新约的时候，
We read that the Word was with God and the Word is God.
那里面说道与神同在，道就是神。
This speaks of our Lord Jesus.
这也是讲到我们主耶稣。
Not only that, we read His special name.
我们不单单这样，我们还知道他有特别的名字。
His name is Emmanuel.
他的名字就是以马内利。
Which means God with us.
就是神与我们同在。
This is the only vessel.
只有这一个器皿。
That had the incorruptible nature of man.
他当中有不朽坏的人性。
And the extraordinary nature of God throughout.
而且他完全的都是神的性情。
This is the vessel of God's testimony.
这是神见证的器皿。
The Lord Jesus.
主耶稣。
Not only that.
不但如此。
But we read about the mercy seat, all of gold that was on top of.Of this ark.
我们讲到呢，在约柜的上面是施恩座，上面是金，是全金的。
And we read those very clear assurances from the Word of God.
神的话给我们非常确，非常明确的确据。
Where He says, "I will meet with you there."
他说我在那里与你们相会。
What does that mean?
说什么呢？
It means in the Lord Jesus, God has met with us.
是说到在主耶稣基督里面，主遇神遇见我们。
In the Lord Jesus, He has shown us mercy.
是在主耶稣基督里，他向我们显现他的怜悯。
You remember in Hebrews where it says we can come to Him and find mercy.
希伯来书说，我们可以到他那里求怜悯。
For help in the time of need.
做我们随时的帮助。
The Lord Jesus is the mercy seat.
我们的主他就是施恩座。
He is God's vessel of testimony.
他是神见证的器皿。
And then there were three things in the ark of the testimony.
在这个见证的约柜中有三样东西。
Look at Hebrews 9 verse 4.
希伯来书第9章第4节。
And of the Ark of the Covenant, or as it says often in the Old Testament, of the Testimony, covered round in every part with gold, in which were the golden pot of manna, and the rod of Aaron that had sprouted, and the tables of the covenant.
有金香炉，有包金的约柜，柜里有盛玛拿的金罐和亚伦发过雅的杖，并两块约板。
There were three things in the ark, only three things.
在那里有三样东西。
First of all is that pot of manna that Moses was told to put within the ark.
首先呢是那个罐子，就是装着玛拿的罐子，摩西叫他放在约柜里。
It speaks of God's great provision.
那里讲到神的供应。
You remember the Lord Jesus said, I am the bread of life.
记得主耶稣说我是生命的粮。
You eat the bread of this world and you'll perish.
你吃了这个地上的粮，你还会死。
But you eat the bread of the Lord Jesus and you'll live forever.
但是如果你吃了耶稣基督的粮，你永远活着。
This is what was in the ark.
这个呢，就是在约柜里面。
Not only that, it was Aaron's rod that budded.
除了这之外呢，还有亚伦用过的杖。
I don't know if you've ever thought much about that.
我不知道亚伦真的想过多少。
But that was in a very difficult time in the testimony of God's people, Israel.
那个在神子民的见证的历史当中，那是一段很困难的时期。
The authority of God in Aaron and Moses was challenged.
在摩西和亚伦身上，他们神所赐给他们的权柄受到挑战。
And 12 rods were laid up, it says, before the testimony.
在法柜面前共有12个杖。
And they left them there.
把他们留在那里。
And one rod did something strange.
有一个杖不同寻常。
All the other rods were dead sticks.
所有的杖不过是死的木头,
but one rod blossomed,
但是有一个杖发芽,
and budded, and bore full ripe almonds.
而且呢,它发芽,而且呢,长了许多的结了果。
This was the rod of Aaron.
这是亚伦的杖。
Now what does that mean?
什么意思?
Are we all looking for a miracle rod to bud?
我们是不是都是要 我们的感兴趣是不是就是一个能发芽的杖呢?
Is that God's testimony?
这样的神迹是神的见证吗?
No, that's not God's testimony.
不，这不是神的见证。
God's testimony is resurrection life.
神的见证是复活的生命。
Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life.
耶稣说，我是复活，我是生命。
He that believes in me will live.
信我的，永远活着。
And he that liveth and believeth in me shall never die.
凡信我的永远不死。
This is the testimony.
这是见证。
It's everything to do with the Lord Jesus.
所有的见证都跟主耶稣基督有关。
In him is God's testimony revealed.
神的见证是在他里面彰显出来。
I hope you don't just gloss over these stories in the Old Testament. These are very important illustrations. Well, let's look at the second vessel of testimony. All of the context of that word testimony has to do with the house of God.
讲到见证的时候呢，他总是要讲到神的家。Let
me put it this way.
让我这样说。
Without seeing the tabernacle of testimony, you can never understand God's heart and His purpose.
如果除非呢，如果你看不到这个见证的会幕的话，你永远没有办法了解神的心。
Let's look again at Exodus 25:8-9.
我们再回到。 出埃及记第二十五章第八节和第九节。
And they shall make me a sanctuary that I might dwell among them, according to all that I will show them, the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all the utensils thereof, even shall ye make it.
又当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间，制造帐幕和其中的一切器具都要照我所指示你的样式。
And then in Exodus 38, verse 21, we've already read,
出埃及记三十八章第二十一节,
is the first mention of this phrase, the tabernacle of testimony.
这是第一次提到这个见证的法柜。
Now, why am I making such a big deal about this?
为什么我要这样强调这一点呢?
Because, brothers and sisters, unless you see this, you miss everything.
弟兄姐妹如果你没有看到这一点的话，你什么都没有看到。
From the beginning, God is after a house.
从一开始，神就要有一个殿。
When he first called his people out of bondage,
当他一开始把他子民从捆绑中拯救出来的时候，
he said, "Make me a sanctuary."
他说要让我成为你的殿。
Can you imagine?
你能够想象吗？
The God of heavens,
天上的神。
The heaven of heavens cannot contain him.
天上的天都不能容得下他。
But he tells man to make him a sanctuary that he might dwell with them.
他却对人说，他要成为他的殿，他可以住在他们当中。
This is extraordinary.
这是非常不同寻常。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very important lesson.
弟兄姐妹，这是非常重要的一个功课。
Because part of God's testimony includes this second vessel.
因为神的见证中的一部分就是讲到这第二个器具。
The tabernacle of testimony.
就是见证的帐幕。
Let me put it another way.
让我换一个角度说。
Without the ark of the testimony,
没有见证的法柜，
there is no testimony.
就没有见证。
Without the tabernacle of the testimony,
没有见证的帐幕,
there is no full testimony.
就没有完全的见证, 没有丰满的见证。
So many of us are content to live independent lives.
有许多人他们可以过独立的生活。
So many of us are content to live alone with God, just me and God.
他们可以单独的过跟神同在的生活，只有我跟神。
I have him and he has me.
我拥有他，他拥有我。
And that is enough.
这就够了。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
that is not God's testimony.
这不是神的见证。
God's testimony includes his only begotten son.
神的见证就是他独生的爱子。
But God's testimony also includes this second vessel, the house of God.
神的见证当中也包括第二个器皿。就是呢，见证的帐幕。
Do you value the house of God?
你宝不宝贝神的殿？
I'll never forget one of the stories about our dear brother Watchman Nee.
我永远不会忘记尼托生弟兄的一个故事。
I know you've probably heard it before.
也许你们以前听过。
But when he went to England,
他到英国去的时候，
and he saw this brother that was going to be home, go home with the Lord.
他看到一个弟兄将要离世，与主同在。
And that brother would come in and out of consciousness.
那个弟兄一会儿清醒，一会儿又昏过去。
And that brother would say, "I cannot live without him."
那个弟兄在说，没有他，我离开他，我没有办法活。
And he cannot live without me.
没有我，他也不能活。
Extraordinary.
非常非常不同寻常。
Think of it.
想一想，
God who is self-sufficient,
他自己
cannot live without me.
神没有我，他不能活。
Extraordinary,
非常不同寻常。
By any measure,
无论如何。
But brother Nee meditated on that.
尼弟兄思想这件事。
And when he went back to China,
他回中国以后，
God gave him revelation.
神给他一个启示。
And he said, "I cannot live without God."
他说没有神我没有办法活。
And he cannot live without me.
没有我他也没有办法活。
And then he said an extraordinary thing.
他说了非常不寻常的一句话。
I cannot live without my brothers and sisters.
他说没有弟兄姐妹我也没有办法活。
And they cannot live without me.
没有我，他们也没有办法活。
That's the house of God.
这是神的心意。
There's no testimony without it.
没有这一点就没有神的见证。
There's no full testimony without it.
没有丰满的见证，没有这一点的话。
How do you see your brothers and sisters?
你怎么看你的弟兄和姐妹？
Can you live without them?
没有他们你能活吗？
God cannot live without them.
没有他们神不能活。
How can you live without them?
你怎么能活？
Oh, that we would see what our brother and me saw.
让我们都能看到你弟兄所能够看见的。
I cannot live without God.
没有神我不能活。
And he cannot live without me.
没有我他不能活。
Extraordinary.
非常不同寻常。
I cannot live without my brothers and sisters.
没有弟兄姐妹，我不能活。
And they cannot live without me.
没有我，弟兄姐妹不能活。
These are the two essential vessels.
这是两个基本的器皿。
Of the testimony of God.
神见证彰显的器皿。
Our Lord Jesus.
我们主耶稣。
The ark of the testimony
见证的法柜
expresses all that he is
把他自己是谁完全的表现出来
and the tabernacle of testimony
见证的帐幕
expresses what he's after
见证的是他所要的
Are we after the same thing?
我们是不是也追求同样的事
Well, I think I probably kept you long enough tonight
我想我讲的够长了
One sister is nodding yes. She must be in agreement.
有一个姐妹。
But may the Lord open our eyes.
愿神开我们的眼睛。
May we see testimony in a different light.
让我们呢再来看见证的时候，我们有不同的眼光。
It's not just my testimony.
不单单是我的见证。
It's God's testimony.
是神的见证。
We are here for His testimony.
我们在这里是为着他见证的缘故。
It includes the person of the Lord Jesus.
这当中包括主耶稣他自己。
Typified in the Ark of Testimony.
就是法柜所表明的。
And it includes the Tabernacle of Testimony.
也包括见证的帐幕。
The House of God.
神的殿。
May we pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we just...Want to bring back these thoughts to you.
主，我们愿将这些我们所想的再再次带到你的脚前。
We want to pray that your Holy Spirit would breathe upon them.
愿你的灵向他们吹气。
That you would make them alive.
使他们是活的。
That you would grant us that living revelation.
让我们看到那个活的启示。
Of your great calling and purpose.
主，你呼召的目标。
That we would see the reason we've been delivered from the house of bondage.
让我们看到我们从捆绑中所被拯救出来的目的。
Is to be God's testimony.
是要成为神的见证。
Oh God.
Oh, 神啊。
Forgive us.
赦免我们。
Forgive us for how we've belittled the things of God.
Oh, 赦免我们如何忽略主你自己的事。
And arrest us again with the things that you love.
哦，主啊，让我们能够真的是宝贝你所爱的。
For we ask it in your precious name.
奉你宝贝的名，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.